Welcome to the Growing in Grace podcast, where you can listen in on some casual conversation about the good news of Jesus without all of the inconsistent religious double talk. If you've ever struggled with feelings of hopelessness, guilt, and despair, or wondered if you're really right with God, it's time to discover the true freedom that comes with the gospel of unlimited and overflowing grace.
Here we go. It's the Growing in Grace podcast. I'm Joel Brzezinski, along with Mike Kepler. Growingingrace.org is our website. And also, obviously, you can listen these days on your favorite podcasting app, Growing in Grace, with Mike and Joel. Yeah, that guy over there, he's Mike, I'm Joel. So we want to make sure that everybody knows who is who. Don't mistake us.
Joel's trying to protect his reputation, is what he's saying here.
Yeah, it's true. Hanging around with you for all these years, it's kind of put a damper on things. No, I'm just kidding.
You've suffered persecution. You know, I was recently on a podcast, a video podcast, and when he told me when it was going to be airing, and I told him I hope he doesn't get too much persecution for having me on, because sometimes I say things that really even go against the grain amongst people of our own kind.
Well, it's true. And we kind of do that on the podcast, too. And as we've talked about before, we don't do it because, we just want to shock people. We just want to, we're just trying to be divisive, and we're just trying to get listeners in by saying things that are contrary, you know, all that stuff. But I think there's been a few minor people who have kind of accused us of that, saying, well, of course, you'll get more popular if you speak about controversial things. Well, we don't talk to us, it's not controversial stuff. It's just, we're just talking about the things that we see and presenting it to you, and you can do with it what you want. So there's that. But I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things, Joel, where over the years, over the last 30 plus years now since we've hit the Grace Trail, I think, you know, I used to read a lot of books and listen to a lot of tapes back in the day. And I do less of that now. I'm not suggesting other people do that, but I have found for myself that sometimes just getting with God and figuring some things out for myself, it's kind of what helped birth the Clash of the Covenants book that I wrote some years ago. And really that was also birthed out of the podcast. But, so, you know, I don't necessarily just subscribe to whatever somebody is going to tell me, even if it's somebody I respect and appreciate some of what they've taught, even some of the great grace authors that are out there. They don't always get everything right. Nobody does, which is something we'll be talking about here in a minute. And I don't know, you know, maybe one of the last times I was in a church building, you know, I mean, you can get so disappointed sometimes, and there's still something to be said about having fellowship with other believers. But I mean, when I walked out of there, Joel, I haven't been so disappointed since biting into what I thought was a Baby Ruth candy bar floating in the swimming pool.
No, no. Oh, it was a Snickers, right? That's what you're drinking.
It's not so bad. Anyway.
Well, yeah, there's, I don't know. I had a thought, and then your Baby Ruth thing just got it out of my head. I don't know. But we can be kind of closed-minded sometimes. Well, going with what you were saying, I was a courier for many years, so I spent a lot of time out on the road, and that's where a lot of my inspiration came from, too. You know, just me and God, you know, just out there. And there were some times out there where some revelations came to me, just some understanding that I was thinking about stuff and praying about stuff. And then something just hit me, and I'd be just like, woohoo! I'd be just like hooting and hollering. And it was just like, this is just exciting. And it's fun. And then, And then I would go and look at the scriptures and go, wow, it really does say that. And it's like, this is really neat. And then sometimes I'd be sharing with other people and they wouldn't have the same enthusiasm as me. But really, it comes down to what you personally have revealed to you by the Father, and we can talk about these things, and it's okay if we don't all see things the same way. There, you know, one of the biggest, not biggest, you know, something big out there within the grace circles, a lot of talk about eschatology, the end times, a lot of disagreements on that. Not to get into that, but just to say maybe a person had a view at one point, and then now maybe they're seeing things a little differently or a lot differently. It's okay. The things are going to play out the way that they play out, no matter how we see them or believe them. But sometimes people come to an understanding that is different than what they used to have. And they present that. And they're hoping that it is encouraging and uplifting to people. Other people are turned off by it, but what can you do? you go with what you understand, and hopefully people will be understanding, even if they don't agree.
Yeah, that's a great example of some real wide variety.
Yeah.
Of different thoughts and opinions on that, and I think personally, probably some of the most popular persuasions out there amongst some of the church community are way off in their interpretations. And it's one of those things where you can have an opinion, you can break it down, you can believe what you want to believe about it. And that's just one of those subjects for me, Joel, where I just put it on the shelf. I really did. I am persuaded differently than the way I used to be on the topic, but it's just not something I really think that much about or focus on. It's okay if others do. Not saying there isn't a place for that when it comes to that particular subject, but that's just me. And so I've just stayed focused on many of the things that we talk about here on the podcast. And, you know, last week we were talking about some things that maybe we can follow up just a tad and take it somewhere else here. But, you know, so much of what Jesus said was really not meant for future generations of believers. Now, that's not to diminish what the things that Jesus said. Everything, of course, that Jesus said had a point, had a purpose, had a reason, and we can learn from it. But much of what he said was really more specifically meant for the people to whom he was speaking at that time before the cross, while that first covenant of law was still in place. And even some of the things that we grace people think Jesus might be including us in with some of the words that he said, even some of that, I've become convinced, really wasn't specifically meant for us. I'm not saying that none of it was, but with that said, there were things that Jesus made statements about that clashed or didn't necessarily line up with certain things that Paul said. And we've talked about this before. Paul, in his writings, was writing after the cross when the new covenant had been ratified and was in place, and the law had been put aside because of that. While the law was still in place, while Jesus walked the earth as a man and said some of the things that he did while that covenant was still in place. So sometimes you'll see something that Jesus said that doesn't line up perfectly with something that Paul said, because we've got two different covenants in play here, one that was in play and one that's now in play. And with that in mind, you know, even you know, we mentioned last week how the disciples were still struggling with doubt, even with a risen Jesus standing in front of them. Imagine such a thing. It's hard for us to imagine that. But the disciples, they were human beings. They didn't know everything. They didn't understand everything. Just like every other human being, including us today, they are going to go through a growing process, a growing in their knowledge, a growing in their understanding. And this is why I think the disciples in the first years after the cross, they were not communicating to Gentiles about the gospel. They were taking it to Jewish people. Why is that? Why would that be? It's because they didn't understand that the law had been put aside. The new covenant replaced that. Jesus basically replaced the law. Jesus became the end of the law. They didn't understand all that. At one point, while Jesus was on the earth, he sent them out and told them to stay away from the Gentiles, told them to stay away from the Samaritans. Now, eventually, God would start to communicate to Peter, and of course, around that time, Paul, but it was at least several years or more after the cross before they came to this realization that the gospel message of Jesus Christ was not just meant for the Jewish people who had that special relationship, that special chosen calling as the nation of Israel. They didn't realize that the Gentiles were meant to be a part of this too. But eventually, many would come to understand that. Many would come to understand that the law was put aside. Some did not. There was a debate. There was a lot of back and forth on that. But the point here is, I think, Joel, let me throw this back to you with this comment. We can take a careful look at the writings in the New Testament, and I cannot find anywhere specifically, point blank, where Jesus directly told his disciples, soon to be apostles, I don't see anywhere in there where he specifically said this new covenant is about to go into effect, and that means that the law of Moses is going to come to an end. It's going to be abolished. It's going to be obsolete. I don't see where he told them that specifically.
Right. And in fact, what he did say about the law, looking in Matthew 5, do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. And so you have many, many people, and I think even some grace-minded people, but a lot of people saying, see, the law is still in effect. The law is still there. For the legalists, a lot of legalist people, we're supposed to keep the law. You know, Jesus said he didn't come to destroy it, but to fulfill it. And so Jesus said that. And so there you have it. The scripture says that. You go to Ephesians 2, in the words of Paul, Paul says, for he himself, and this is after Paul, of course, received a revelation of the gospel. God revealed the gospel to Paul directly. For he himself, Christ, is our peace, who has made both, Jew and Gentile, one, and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two. So the law, as Paul writes about it, the law of commandments was abolished in Jesus' flesh. And in Colossians 2, it says it was taken out of the way. It was nailed to the cross, the law. And yet Jesus said, do not think I came to abolish the law, to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. And so, of course, as we've talked about, and I'll get into this briefly here, just Jesus did fulfill the law. If he would have destroyed it himself, he couldn't have fulfilled it. But it was then after he fulfilled the law, then it was abolished in his flesh. And it was because of that, as Ephesians 2 says, that's the way that Jew and Gentile became one, with the law being out of the way. So you'll have these differences where we see Jesus saying something, and then Paul says something completely, seemingly contrary to that, but it's not really contrary to that. It's just that something had to happen before something else happened. And so getting back to what you were saying then about the disciples and then the apostles being, this is I know it's hard for some people to accept, but I think it's true, and I think we see examples of it, is that they were human beings. They did not know it all. They did not understand everything. Jesus had told them, again, you know, about the law. He'd said something about the law. At what point did he tell them that the law was going to be abolished in his flesh? We don't see that. We don't see him saying that. And then look at Acts 10. Jesus had sent out the apostles, the end of Matthew 28, go to the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And maybe to them, the nation going to the nations meant go to the Jewish people in other nations, because, like you were saying, we do not see them preaching the gospel to Gentiles until later on. Acts 10 is a great example of this. Peter's vision, and even Peter meeting then Cornelius, the Gentile, afterward. We can see right here that, and I won't read the whole thing. You can look in Acts 10, but just as an example, Peter did not understand that he was supposed to go to the Gentiles too, that the Gentiles were included in this gospel. It took this vision, and this was a good 5 or 7 years, maybe more, I'm not sure, after the resurrection of Jesus, and after the apostles had been sent out to teach the gospel, and Peter was still not understanding that it was for the Gentiles too, not just for the Jewish people. And so the vision came, and you can see how it was an aha moment for Peter, and he began to see things. But even after that, there were still some mistakes that Peter made. So all that to say, these apostles were humans just like us. They were learning. They were growing. They didn't get it all. They didn't understand it all at once, and it took them time. And the same is true with us today.
Well, and Peter said this to Cornelius, the Gentile household where he went. He said, you know how unlawful, get this now, you know how, hey, Cornelius, he kind of looking around, making sure there aren't any Jews following him. He said, you know how unlawful it is for me, a Jewish man, to keep company with someone like you, or to go to one of another nation. It's just not something they would do. They were considered common or unclean, but God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. And then when the Spirit fell on these people, Peter and his Jewish companions were astonished, surprised, taken back by what they were witnessing, with God pouring a Spirit out even upon non-Jewish people. So kind of caught them by surprise, the whole thing did. And then, of course, in the next chapter, we see where some of the other apostles got rumor and got wind of this, and they were like, hey, we're hearing stuff that you ate with Gentiles. And so Peter would go on to explain the story, and there was a lot of controversy after that with whether Gentiles who'd never had the law should be ordered to keep it. Now, why would Jewish people argue whether Gentiles should be brought under the law unless they also believed they were under the law? In other words, the Jewish believers at that time, they weren't going to say, well, we've been freed, we've been redeemed from the law and its curse, but what about these Gentiles? Shouldn't they go under it too? No, of course not. They were wondering if the Gentiles should be forced into keeping the law like they were. If we're going to be in bondage, they should have to keep it too. So, interesting, isn't it, how things play out? But, you know, again, we're all growing. We're all learning. We don't always know everything. And that's the way it is for every human being. And I know sometimes we hold up some of these Bible characters and almost in a place of worship or some sort of superhero status. And God indeed did great things through them, but he wants to do great things through all of his children. And I know that was a special time after the cross, but things haven't changed. There are still people being born. There are still people who need life. There are people who need Jesus, and that's the bottom line.
This has been Growing in Grace with Mike Kapler and Joel Brzezicki, heard online through various internet sources around the world each week. Access past programs by visiting growingingrace.org. Share it with a friend and listen again next week for more Growing in Grace.